Coming up on Tuesday, it's RSVVP Day, and now it's an annual event here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and across our area, in which restaurants agree to give 10% of their proceeds back to the Interfaith Council for Social Service, the IFC. And joining us now from the IFC are John Dorward and Irene Brigham. Thank you for joining us.
Nice
Thanks
to
for
be
having
here.
Us.
So, John, let me start with you. Tell us about RSVVP. This has been ongoing for a number of years now, and it's always a big, big fundraiser for the IFC.
It is, and it is a fundraiser, Aaron, for our food programs, both the community kitchen and the food pantry. This year is our 26th year. We've got 114 restaurants that are signed up this year, which is actually a little bit higher than usual. So we had a really good year on recruiting this time. We have a couple of restaurants in Hillsboro. We've got a bunch of them in Carrboro and Chapel Hill, and actually George Bakishaw signed up all of his restaurants this year. So we've got four or five different groups over in Durham. So wherever you are, wherever you work, it's really easy to take part in this one. And this is the easiest fundraiser you'll ever do. You go out and eat. That's all you have to do.
You can go to breakfast. You can go to lunch. You can go to dinner, dessert.
Yes, please. Yeah. All of those. We would like you to do all of those. So go out and stuff yourself. It's a wonderful opportunity.
And I'm looking at the list of participating restaurants, and there's something for everyone. Obviously.
There is.
There's so many good places here.
Including Dickie's. Dickie's was you were just talking about. They were sponsoring. We have a variety of different groups, and you really do have a lot of opportunity here. Whatever you like. It's there.
And RSVVP, incidentally, stands for Restaurant Sharing 10%, or VV, 5%. And again, more than 100, already well over 100 this year. And I know you usually get around 100, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less, depending on the year. But 114 is awesome. That's really good. It means it's growing, which is great.
It is. It's a great opportunity for us to take that. When we first got started, or when Irene, I shouldn't even say we. I mean, I wasn't here then. But when Irene first started this 26 years ago, what was it, 40-some?
43. Yeah. And we made $6,200.
See there?
And what were you able to make last year? Do you remember?
Last year, we signed up 102 restaurants, and we made a little over $20,000.
That's awesome.
Almost $21,000. So, I mean, it's a real big deal for us. It really helps us with that. And I'd also point out that since, as you were saying a minute ago, Tuesday is actually Veterans Day this year. Mm-hmm. That doesn't always fall on the same one. So if you're trying to support veterans, this is a good opportunity. I went back and I looked today. Almost 500 veterans that we treated or that we helped last year alone. So it's a big deal. There are a lot of veterans out there that could use a little help these days.
And let me turn to Irene Brigham, who, again, as John just mentioned, started this all those many years ago. What was the impetus for beginning it? It's a great idea.
Well, actually, the idea came to us from the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina, and they got the idea from Greater Baltimore, where waitresses were given their and waiters were given their tips, and said, we ought to get the owners involved in this. And I was asked to represent Chapel Hill's chosen agency, the IFC, and went to the meeting. And after a couple of years of not quite getting our sponsors all straight, I said, I think I could get this going in Chapel Hill alone the first year as a pilot program, and we could learn from what we do, and that was the start of it. So we were done. We did it the very first year just with Chapel Hill.
And it's just expanded out from there. And again, it supports the IFC's hunger relief programs, the community kitchen, the food pantry. How important are these organizations? Their reach is a lot greater than I think a lot of people think it is.
And I think that that's true. I mean, the community kitchen, we served over 84,000 meals last year. We served 3 hot meals a day every single day of the year. And we're on track for maybe hitting somewhere close to 95,000 this year. We're up about 15% already this year. I'm not exactly certain why, but we're just seeing more people. And then the food pantry, almost 17,000 bags of groceries. We've got over 4,000 households that are card-carrying members and are eligible to come in once every 30 days. Now, luckily, not everybody comes in, you know, once every 30 days. We couldn't withstand that. But the community is great because almost all the food that we serve is donated. So we buy only what we have to. And so the money is going to support those programs. And there are tons of volunteers who work on this. So and I don't want to leave the impression that we're the only ones doing food projects in town. People like Farmer Food Share that we work with, Table, Porch, They're at St. Joe's. There are a lot of different groups in town who are working on those projects, and we all seem to be staying busy. And that's unfortunate, but at least we're there.
The one thing I like is the fact that hunger is a problem that has a solution, and how nice it is to be involved in that solution.
And so many different people and so many different organizations in our community are also actively involved in that solution. I know, Irene, you started this more than almost 30 years ago now, and there are a few restaurants, and I'm looking at the list of six different restaurants that have taken part in this literally every single year going back to the 1980s. And some of those, Crook's Corner, Carolina Crossroads, El Palio, Sal's, Weather Vane, Weaver Street Market, of course, and so many other different restaurants and businesses have participated in this for 10 years, 20 years. They just keep coming back, and that's really good.
We have something like 60 to 65 restaurants that have participated more than 10 years, mm-hmm. Which is fascinating. And those groups did it every year. I would also point out, because I know you have better manners and you wouldn't do that, that our sponsors have also been with us from the very beginning. And WCHL was one of those first sponsors, the Daily Tar Heel and the Chapel Hill News. They've been in it every single year, and that is pretty outstanding itself.
So where can people get a list of the restaurants that are participating?
We have several ways to do this. The flyers are around town on kiosks. The HOPE Committee at the university is doing flyers for sororities, fraternities, dorm bulletin boards, and the website at the IFC, www.ifcweb.org, has the entire list with links so that you can see the menu, the directions. You can go casual, you can go fancy, you can do takeout, you can have delivery.
There are also, the list is also shown in the Chapel Hill News.
Mm-hmm. And again, you can do breakfast, you can do lunch, dinner, casual, fancy, you can do dessert, you can stop in for coffee. I see Cafe Driade there, and I think Open Eye Cafe, and a whole bunch of other coffee places as well, Joe Van Gogh, and so on and so on and so on. It's just really cool how long
this list is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much to both of you and to everyone at the IFC for everything that you do every single day, and also for putting together an event like this. And again, there are, with 140 different participating businesses, plus the sponsors and everything else, there are so many people in our community who come together to make this happen. And that's a good thing for our community.
And can I just say thanks to the restaurants, because I know everybody wants something from our restaurant group, and they bless their hearts. They join in year after year.
RSVVP Day is this coming Tuesday. Again, Veterans Day, as we mentioned, not Election Day this year, as it was last year, but Veterans Day. So if you want to support your veterans, there's no better way, and really no easier way to do it than just to go to a restaurant in Chapel Hill once, maybe twice, maybe three times, and participate in this. IFCweb.org is the website. You can get the full list of participating restaurants there. And John Dorward, Irene Brueggemann, again, thank you so much for joining us and for all that you're doing on this.
Thank you, Aaron,
and
for
thanks
the
to WCHL.
Opportunity to advocate for those who need this kind of help.